Christian, Arden's a guy that's gotten the flash, what he can do the first couple of years. What have you seen from him going from year two to three that leads you to believe he could have a pretty huge year?
Well, you know, he's been a guy that's always been very mature. He's a guy that carries himself, you know, in a fashion that he knows that he's a very lengthy, freakish talent. And, you know, he works his tail off. And I really feel like going into this year, he's put a lot of time into the weight room to understand that this could, you know, potentially be his last year. We don't know. But, you know, what he brings to the table, how he goes off the edge, you know, I don't know a lot of people that can do.
Right side, third row.
Having seen them both up close and in person, how would you compare Darius Geis to Fournette?
Well, you know, I think, you know, you guys saw last year, having those two back there are special. And, you know, it's probably once in a lifetime. But, you know, with Leonard, I feel like he's a guy that's more of a bigger back, you know, a bruiser that can go up through the middle. I also feel like Darius can do that as well. But I think Darius can go out, you know, and catch some more balls than probably Leonard can. You know, both of them are very well, but I think, you know, Darius being a smaller guy, you know, more stockier, I think he's a guy that can probably do that more. But I think both those guys run and cut, you know, inside, outside, you know, they're, you know, for a running back, that's what you want to see.
Left side here, front row.
Hey, Christian Baritzley with CBS. I guess two totally unrelated questions. First, you know, you've had Dave Aranda in for over a year now. What is watching film with him like? Because from all accounts, he is as intimate and detailed with his film watching as anybody out there. And then secondly, from your perspective, how has Danny Etling progressed as a quarterback?
Well, you know, for your first question, you know, I think Dave Aranda is a guy that you want to pick his brain because, you know, going in and out, you know, he's a guy that you guys saw last year. Whatever the team might be, different schemes or not, he's a guy that will make sure when we go out there every week, we're ready to go. And just watching him, you know, you going up there extra time, sitting with him in the summer or the spring, during spring ball, whatever it might be, and just watching what he watches and how he sees it is something like you don't have to work out, you don't have to do anything like that. You can still get better during that day if you do something like that. You know, we're so happy to have him on our staff and, you know, to play for him. You know, for the second question with Danny, you know, Danny's a guy that, you know, the whole summer he's been running. He's been doing everything. There's been no limitations. You know, when we do our defensive line drills, you know, those guys do 7-on-7 with the defense. And Danny's been doing everything. There's been no holdbacks. And, you know, I think, you know, he's going to be 100% go for fall camp.
Right side, second row.
After sitting out last season, how tough was that? What was the most, you know, that you learned from that? And then also, let's talk about changing your jersey number this year and how special that is.
Well, yeah, you know, last year was very tough. It was something that, for me, that was, you know, probably one of the worst years of my life, to be very honest. You know, with that happening and then my family having the flood, it was something that kind of hit me really fast. You know, I want to be out there with my teammates, but, you know, have my, you know, my doctors tell me there's nothing you can do. You feel hopeless. And, you know, I'm back now 100%. You know, being with Coach O and the staff he has, you know, is very exciting. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to come back. You know, having Coach O as my defensive line coach, for those years, I knew what he brought to the table, and I wanted to do that again. I didn't want to leave how I had it, and I wanted one more year with him, you know. And then your second question was, I'm sorry, I forgot it. Yes. Yeah, it's very humbling, you know, being in that, you know, that group of those guys. You know, Benny Logan, you know, he wore 18 his last year, defensive tackle. He's always been a mentor for me, and when I found out, he was one of the first people that actually, you know, called me and texted me. You know, being with those guys, you know, talking to all the previous 18s, Tre'Davious White, one of my best friends, talking to him, you know, those guys, you know, it's very humbling, and I couldn't, you know, I was like a kid on Christmas, to be very honest with you.
Front row here, left side.
I don't think it's me. You've had a chance to know Coach O probably a lot more than most of the guys on the team. So that being said, do you have an impersonation of him? And if not, who has the best one?
oh, man. Yeah, I would say if you had to ask anybody on the team, it would be a defensive lineman because they were always around him. He had a get-off sign when he was a defensive line coach, and he'd come in and he'd be like, hey, baby, Zach Fumble, baby, let's go. Hit the get-off sign. So I would say I'd probably be top five on the team. But I do know a guy that actually transferred in, Brandon Fajoco. He came from Texas Tech. He, by far, if you guys ever had a chance to interview him, it sounds like Coach O. I promise you.
Any other questions for left side, second row? I think we're going to go without the microphone now just because it's acting weird.
How has he been so close to the last few years? What's going to be different this year that you guys think you can get without the digital?
Well, I feel like, you know, going into my fifth year now, I just feel like the team we have here, I've never been as close to. You know, this is the closest team I feel like we've had. And the guys have bought into what Coach O and the staff have said. And having Coach O and the staff and everybody buying into, you know, he's a guy that will motivate you day in and day out. Some days he's there, but, you know, we have 7 a.m. workouts. He'll be up at 6 a.m. working out. And, you know, just little things like that motivate you. And, you know, we have a great conference, best conference in the country. And, you know, the division we play in is very difficult. But we also understand the team we have. And, you know, it's I feel like it's going to be a very special year for us.
And left side, third row.
I feel like both of them are very hard to tackle. You know, it's just something that I think helped us out because, you know, it prepared us for week in, week out. You know, if I had to pick, you know, I just think that guy's, you know, very elusive. He, you know, I remember when he first came in, I missed a tackle on him. He's a guy that won't stop running, as Fournette will be. But I just think he's a guy that, you know, he shifts, move, you know, Leonard's more downhill, and he can bruise you. You guys start knock people over like nothing. And, you know, guys is a more shiftier guy. So I feel like, you know, if I had to pick, it would probably be Darius.